Shus Avimari. We're in the middle of the Sugya of Losh. I'd like to go through the three Sugyas today. The Gemara and Daf Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara and Daf Kufim Hey Amud Aleph. The Gemara and Kufim Hey Amud Beis. To go through the Sugyas, and they come out with the Yitzel Shibai. We have a Mishnah first on Daf Yitzel Shibai. The Mishnah says, you put the Yoi inside water only on Erev Shabbos, not on Shabbos. Medaik the Gemara. That why Dafka on Erev Shabbos, not on Shabbos. So they say, it says of Yosef, this is Shitas Rabbi, brings down a Baisel, Echanois is a Kemach, Echanois is a Mayim. Rabbi says, the one who gives the Mayim, the Achwin is Chayiv. The Yosef by Yudah says, Ein Chayiv Achshi is Gabel. So the further Gemara, effect of Bayel, maybe the Chilm between the case of Kemach versus Dioi. Kemach is the situation of a Bar Gibel. Mash Ekin Dioi is a Lav Bar Gibel. And something is Lav Bar Gibel, maybe Lukulam or Zachiv on the Sinus Mayim. And therefore the Mishnah is Rabbi and the Yosef by Yudah. Doesn't answer. What's Maskono? Is the Yosef going to agree to Abayah? Or Abayah disagree? Or not be Paschal like Abayah? What's Maskono? Kamul Tosfos says on the sad that Yosef by Yehuda agrees by someone who's not by Gibel, I mean, by the case of the Sinai Samayim, he has a Kasha, the Gemara Kufim Hamer base, by the case of Morrison, by the case of Bran, the case over there is not by Gibel. And still the Gemara says, before Shabbaisa, Ina Achayim, Achshi is Gabel. Speaks out places simply, there are three levels over here in the gate towards the Bar Gibel and La Bar Gibel. Something that's Kemach, that's Bar Gibel Gomer, then the Bado, according to Yosef by Yehuda, actually is Gabel. There's something for Keret, a Diyoi, it's La Bar Gibel Klal, and over here could be that the Bai is saying that over here, by the Sin Samayim Yechayiv. And then there's something that's in between Morsin. Morsin is less than Kemach, it's hard in the case of Diyoi, and therefore, relative one to another, relative to Kemach is La Bar Gibel. Relative to Yoi is the Bar Gibel, and in this case, still the Gemara said, "You're a Brisa and you're Chayiv Achshi is Gabel." First, we'll come down from the Sugyo Aleph. We have a Chalukis Rebbe and Rishon by Yehuda by the case of Bar Gibel. Rebbe Yishonim, the Big Three, the Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam, they pass along Rishon by Yehuda. Rebbe Yishonim goes this way, and that's how the Mechaber Paskins. That this Indian of something that's a Bar Gibel, the Issa to Yisgabel is an Issa Deraisa, Mash Ekin the case of Nesino. However, the Mechaber assigned Sivta Zayin, brings down Yesh Oymim, and Simon Shinchov Dal Siv Gimel, brings down also Yesh Oymim, the Sefer Truma. And why some people call it Sefer Truma, I'm not sure. But the Sefer Truma, the Paskins like Rebbe. The Ramah and Sivta Zayin says, V'chein Noigim. And the way how the Mishabrua and the Magavom explain, that means they're Paskin the Choshish for Rebbe Sheet over here. That means the Simon Shinchov Dal Siv Gimel, the Ramah ends off, Ayin El Simon Shinchov Aleph. Sivta Zayin, what does that mean? Explains the Mishbura that I already said over there, Rechoshes for Rabbi Shito. That means it comes out, number one, we are Paskin of Yosef by Yehuda. Number two, those are assigned to Paskin like Rabbi. Number three, we are Choshes for Rabbi. That's our basis. Until now, this calls the case of a Bar Gibel. Something that's a Lar Bar Gibel, there's a question, what's the Yosef by Yehuda hold? That means the Rambam sounds like it's even worse off. Yosef, and therefore, in the case of a Lav Bar Gibel, might still be still Lav same Kula against Sugya of the Sino, the Beis Yosef and the Mishmur says would in that Shita Rashi and the Rif. Agam Chavadnish says not Mucha from Rashi and the Rif. What's saying Rambam is a Das Yochid. As a Sheni for Keret, the fact that Tosfos comes along and says there are three different levels over here, a Bar Gibel, something in between, and something Lav Bar Gibel Klal, and the Raivim, they come along and say something is Lav Bar Gibel is Chum Ritvei, is even worse than over here. Has more of a chum over here. And therefore, you look at the Taz and Simon Shinchov Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out over here, but in Sif Yudalet in the Bialocho, the Chain Das Achreinim, the Choshes for the Raivet Shito, Taisu Shito, something that's loud by Gibel, is Chomer Tvei, is even worse over here. A third point, we're saying is Chomer Tvei, what do those words mean? That means, speaks out according to Baya, Chomer Tvei means the Sina Samayim, Sina Chumas Adashim, brought down word for word in the Beis Yosef. That means it's Chomer Tvei, Lav Bar Gibel, even according to Yosef by Yehuda, the Issa Sina Samayim. And if you have to realize that that's so, it'll answer the steers of Mishnayos. That means the Beis Yosef stops off, the Chor Rebbe steers to Mishnayos, had a Paskin. The simple reading of the Gemara, that if you design a Beis, that's Rebbe, that could be the name of Beis, and Yosef by Yehuda. However, if you understand like the Raivit, the Sina Samayim, Lav Bar Gibel, the Maisa situation over here, that's worth by the Sina Samayim. The Gemara Kufdun Hema Beis is a Beis by Yehuda, as speaks out. The Gemara Yud Zayin Beis is a Lav Bar Gibel, and therefore also a Yudis in the Sina Samayim. And then it comes out, both Mishnais, according to this Mahalach, is in Beis Yehuda, not Tirus Mishnais. This Mahalach, Pim Godmut, Ferei Yisrael, Chai Odom, Orch HaShulchan, Mishmur, a few times, speak out very clearly, Lava Kibbol Schomer, Tvei Yuh Chush, that way, Mitzad Nesina Samayim. Mitzad HaSheni.
What's the logic?
So what we spoke about a little bit last time, that since it's not the amount that's being done already is enough by the beginning of the Nesina Samayim. That means somebody's a bar kibble, the ikur is the kibble. Somebody's a bar kibble, either one's not really doing that much, they're even over here. So a skull is the ikur. Asala Shadi, if you read the Beis of Simon Shinchov Dalit, the way the Chadim explains, he seems to say it's Chomer Tvei La Ma Gibel, and therefore not that Yisi by Yehuda agrees by Nesina Samayim, but yet Rebbe agrees that by a bar kibble you chai for it. And that's how the Chandish goes, and they point out before the Chandish is Moshitosoi. That means Mishmur speaks out what's halacha by a kuno Rebbe Shito when something is a nesis ma'amir even iser. Also even iser by the case of a gibel. So Rashi the Mishmur says be halacha even iser the raisa. Chadish says only even iser the rabbanon. But here when it's lav by gibel to the Chadish, then it'll be even iser the raisa. So the chometrei is not nesis ma'amim. The chometrei is like the doctor wants to argue that it can decide as a gibel. If Lava Gibel, it should be the case of the Gibel, and the Rebbe agrees that's Oyvin Esther Iso. It's not a Shlishi, look where you're looking.
What
would
be
Pshan
then?
If Lava Gibel,
it's more of a
Chomer
than
Gibel. It could be that just like Lava Gibel, it's less than the Sina, less of an act. The Lava Gibel, the Gibel is also less than an act, which one's always beats out. Dick is always the Gibel. It's not a Shlishi, you look at the Dakin Moshe in Shin Chom Dalin, it seems to be what he's saying is when it's Lava Gibel, we pass it like Rebbe. But the Maaseh comes down with Tzadasugya, we have three Machleksim, and we have 3 points for Tzadasugya and Daf Yudches. Number one, Machleks Rebbe versus Rebbe Yisi by Yehuda. We paskin Rebbe by Yehuda and Machleksh Rebbe. Number two, in Rebbe Yisi by Yehuda that we go like, that's by a case of a Bar Kibbul, La Bar Kibbul, the Loch is it's a Shalom, it's Chomer Tvei or not. When the Maaseh will pask like Rebbe Achoyim with Chomer Tvei. And number three, in the Chomer Tvei, the Mishmur, where a person go, the Chomer Tvei isn't the Sina Samayim. The second sugyo, the Gemara Daf Kuf Mem. Over there, we have a case of Chardel, Shloshu Be'er Shabbos. We have these mustard seeds that we put aside and they need them Be'er Shabbos. The Gemara says, can finish it off on Shabbos. The case of a Shiloi, whether a case of Biyad or a case of a Kli. Now, the question is, what exactly is a Kimto? What's going on over here? So it speaks out, the Fidah say about Shumo. Over here, they put the water in before Shabbos. And according to the Sefer Shumo, passing it like Rebbe. The loch is, or Pidi Yishami, that putting in the water already is an act of losh. Therefore, the smak, the act of losh was done before and on Shabbos. Whether the case negar to the chagel, whether the gemara's mamshu, the case of the shechlaim, the crest over here, or the shum, already is mugubal. Now on Shabbos, you want to do add more water, and you want to do more of an act of gibel over here, the case of a shinoi, that's mutter. That's the same about shumo, and that's what's brought down in the mechab and sif design, losh and yesh oimim. That means again, the act of Lisha was done before Shabbos by the Nesina Samayim. However, the Rambam, who passed the Rebbeisi by Yehuda, what happened? There is no Sina before Shabbos. Explains the Chometz Chaim, Api the Beis Yosef, Eli Rab, Pirim Godim, they did not do any Nesina Samayim before Shabbos. If so, for the Chometz Chaim, you don't understand, said the Chadul Shloshu. Chadul was needed with what? Void. If nothing happened, how in the world could you do a case of a leitu for koyach? I mean, don't beat it very hard. A shinim ma'at to matin isner aiso. That means Chometz Chaim has two questions over here on the Rambam Shito. Sefer Shumah is Meseidah. You didn't see it before Shabbos. But according to Rambam, there is no Nesina before Shabbos. The words of Gemara don't make sense. And what's the lumdus over here? So first, he brings down in the Mishnah Berurah. And he says to be Allah. But first, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Prima Godim. That means Mitamsev Lachluso. That means you have its own juices, the chagel, shechlaim, and shum, and they got mixed together, and there's a loss with its own juice. On Shabbos, you want to add in water and shemen and yain kudaimo, and do an act of a gibel. So there, it comes out, the case of a shinu will help out over there. Meisah speaks on the Chometz Chaim and the Bialocha, and that's a doichi gadol. To say at the complete lisha of Shabbos with their own juices, nothing's added over here, and they come along, and therefore you can do it on Shabbos with this kain shinoi, very strange. Then it says, Lula Mustafino, I'll disagree with the whole situation that Kimto over here. The case over here is when everything happened before Shabbos. You did the seder before Shabbos and the gibel before Shabbos according to the Rambam v'Sayosai. You did the gibel also before Shabbos. If so, what are you doing on Shabbos? You're not coming to do an act on Shabbos when you're coming to add in the water of the Shemen of Kodaymo. You're coming to mix it well, to dilute it, to make his words a royal l'shtiyo. It points out, look up at the Rambam. The Rambam says, v'shoyso. Agam, you take out the Frankel Rambam, they take out the gerso v'shoyso. V'maiso, they don't have the gerso. V'maiso, the words of the Alocha says, v'shoyso. David Vakaret, the state over here of these three cases, Gemarkul B'malav, is nothing to do with Lisho. Aslosh is completed. And therefore, diluting on Shabbos, the mice and smoter. There's no issa we spoke at last Kapura to make something ois lush. Lush is to make things together. This coming to loosen over here. I think Gemara says, like literally, the kayak. That he says, why does dummy the lush? And therefore, as long as you make, do not do something that's dummy to lush, gain the idea of under chol over here, they will come up to me, Michael.
Well, all they did
you can add on Shabbos. You're not happy. You're adding it and you're loosening it. You add on Shabbos, we can add it, Gemara said, be adding it and loosening it when you're adding it in. You're not coming to make it thicker when you add it in, you're coming to loosen it when you add it in. You have a right to, on Shabbos to add and to do more things on Shabbos. But the pooling you're doing on Shabbos is coming to loosen it and dilute it and not coming to thicken it.
Why did you do
Shabbos? Erev Shabbos, she made a whole paste. An example, they speak out as Tchino. On Tchino, you made Erev Shabbos, took this paste, you put the water, and you made a wonderful thing in Tchino. Come on Shabbos, you see it's a little bit too thick, we'll put some shemen inside, other things inside, and dilute it. It comes out, of course, be mutter. Now the idea of Shloi Litroif, the idea that come on to Iskar Bodni, he sends you what he writes later on in Sifri Tess, Sifkon Samaches, he says, we see the idea over there, also it cannot beat eggs, but there's a different reason. Now it's not really lost here, because it's Maisel Kedero. It can look like coming to go cook eggs. But otherwise, we see the idea, don't beat things, seem to either have done it to Maisel Kedero, or the idea of a lush. Now it does come out of so that the place can say if people you have a right to take chino. Now again, chino in certain cases you have these cubes over here with a paste, you put it inside and it first comes thicker. The place can say you can't do that. The case over here to take chino that was ready made and one diluted should be a case that's smooth over here. Again, you have to be maybe careful what happens on things on the side that maybe came hard to add water on top of that might be in a certain lush. But let's say Mamash Yabchin that's purely made, no problem. The Shaila over here is, Lechura, we had a suffer in this halacha, what happened to Mechavah three times, the Gemara's case, Shleim Litruf Bekayach. So Ben Chaim Ari asked me, so all this Rambam brings down the idea of diluting Chino, that's before Shleim Yalacha, which we spoke at last time with the Chazanish, diluting his water, but Tznai, you don't beat it. Otherwise, you have to bring down this Tznai, you have an Issim, it's a Domi Lelosh. So Maisa, there is one sefer, the Chutzani does bring down this tonight. However, looking around, or the Tzid is not, the Shemir Shabbos is not, the Urchur Shabbos doesn't, but Chassid Ishtar also not bring down this tonight. So you could tell me.
Sure that you whip it up.
Oh, so we get to a couple, right? You have a couple of things you can answer. Either you can say it's the same on Shumo, don't hold on this, this is only the Ram Shito. Dalaf. Second, the Chavetz Chaim is saying, you've lost some Lule Mistafino, or the place would not understand this way. Third is, as my father's telling, could be the only time he's saying this idea practically is when things you might, the derech is to lift, right, to beat, to whip. So don't whip it. I don't think Tchino, we can argue the point, but I don't think Tchino people whip. They were practicing this one, did not bring down the idea of whipping over here. Right, I see the Alma Shulish Tain is the Chandish, August in the Chometz Chaim, and says you have right to dilute it, and even not to, even Mekoyach. He says, where did he get it from? He sends you to Loch and Sifu test. With the Chavnus over there, August of the Mishabur and the El Rabba, God like the Taz, the person that has a right to whip things. Now, Lulei Mr. Fino, the Al Mashulish, he's saying the Chavnish, August of the Mishabur. That's an Alokhat Sigur test, the different Sigur with the Athanas of Sigur Dormit Tulash, which are Sigur official, a different reason. And over there, the Chavnish is coming to August of the Mishabur. Here's the case of the Machaber, here's the Gemara's case. So Al-Mashulish is sending you to Halachat Sifri Tess, he's going to get to our Sugyo. But what nicely, you can say four different reasons why by Tchino the Swam did not discuss the idea of whipping.
What's the first reason?
One reason is saying Chumash doesn't seem to hold this concept.
What, he's talking about
the
Labar Gibel. What's the
secret? No, the Kenglo, the Lulam, the Chavtan thing shot in the Ram
Shito. But not the Bar, not Sifta Zayin, because there it's talking about Labar Gibel. Because he holds this in the Chardos Labar
Gibel. We don't have no more carve in this Chumash the same as
Chumash. Chardos Labar Gibel.
Fine, we have no
more. Even about Chumash, I'm
no, we don't have no more carve in this Chumash. We have no more carve by diluting things in this Chumash. But not about lush, we have nothing to do with lush. The question is there a chum of dummy lush? The chum of schaim is a mechanish, there's a chidish of dummy lush over here.
What's the
Birla Chumis
when he says that
Balashmi
doesn't have this
chiddush? No, for Kat. The last line he's saying for Kat, the Rambam is much more chomer that you have to make. Then we come to this last line of Birla Chumis saying that according to the same Shuma, you can make it partially before Shabbos and add it on Shabbos, do an act of Lush on Shabbos, Mishinoi. According to the Rambam, you cannot do any Lush on Shabbos. You have to do everything before Shabbos, and Shabbos all the head is only to dilute. You come to the Rambam at the massive chum over here. All these three cases of the Gemara, the Shum, Shechlaim, and the Chaydol, is dafkim to the whole entire Lisha before Shabbos. And this sugya of the Chum over here, of the Lintu, has nothing to do with the sugya of Lush. Same what Shum holds, that a Chama, you can do a nice suffer of Lisha on Shabbos. And that's what Mechaba disagrees with. Rambam holds not that way. When it comes out again, there'll be a Chum according to the Rambam, a Maimla that comes out, an idea that Loy Latroif, why don't you Lush? Now again, it's a little mistafino in the Rambam. Let's say the Truman disagrees with, the Lav happens by all cases, Chanish maybe argues, the Kubi, that's why he's formed, did not bring it down. Again, the Chodesh Ali says, when you make Tchina Echlami, don't beat it, don't do a case of literate. Now, on Shabbos, we see over here that in the case of these three things, you have to do a case of a Shinoi. The Gemara speaks out, first you have four sheets, what exactly do you do over here? First, it starts off doing a case. You can do it with a kli, but not with your hand. That's no more way of doing it. Like Shmuel, to make food with your hand, that's my chamer. That means, not maybe in the oven, people not make food with their hand. Says more forget, maybe yad, not be kli. The one says maybe shnei more osim, maybe shnei more mutum. The one says one chaz the other, and always chaz the other person. Each one chaz to each other. The one maskana or mazutra less helch the kani shmeitzo. However, it's mutum bein be yad bein be kli. Have a mekhlal shloyitroif. The condition you don't beat it over here. And if you mean the mechaber, that's right. Where I went, it's a chardel. There's neil erev Shabbos, bein biyad, bein mikli, like mazutro. You can put in dvash on Shabbos. A lot, and the word dvash in the Gemara's case can be moistened in front of it on Shabbos. And the condition you don't beat it, again, according to Chavetz Chaim, what are you putting in the dvash for? According to the Rambam, to dilute it. I mean, you have to do everything before Shabbos. If not to dilute, you won't have this heter. The Gemara afterwards in Mamshech two other cases, the Shechlaim, the Shum, the Crest, and the Scarlet over here. The case of the did the Shriko Erev Shabbos in both the cases. The case of Shechlaim, the Gemara speaks out. They want to add in the next day Shemin and the case of Chaimitz. The case of Shum, you want to add in the case of Pul and Grisim. And again, the Gemara says, my Sifmutro, but now again, Shlo Yitroif. Now again, according to Chavetz Chaim, all three of these cases come out. According to Rambam, all the Lisha was done before Shabbos. And therefore, the whole Shinai Kalash Litov is Matzah, the Sugyot Domi Lalosh. I mean, again, it's a massive Chiddush in the Chavetz Chaim. Those want to argue, that's how he went. I'll count the second Sugyot. We have a third Sugyot, the Gemara Kufdin Heim Abayis. We have Misha says that a person can put Mayim inside Warsim, goat feed his animals. You won't put water inside the bran, the mice is mutter, but Tznai Shloi Goytham. You can't need it. Now, just to speak out, why we have the Lachan Simon Shinchov Aleph, why do we have the Lachan Simon Shinchov Dalet? Shinchov Aleph are food that we feed people. And then we're discussing Kamakoli and Shiso and Morsen, and Shum, Shechlaim, and Chadul, from the gate of people. The Lochad Simon Shinchov Dal, the title over there, is Achona Michael Behem Beshabbos, the gate of feeding animals. In Sif Gimel, it brings down the Lochad Morsen, feeding animals. That means the reason why Morsen's over there, it's Lush, the gate of feeding animals. Over here is Lush, the gate of people. In that Gemara over there, in Kufnan Hema Beis, respect the Gemara, who is this Mishnah like? They're saying that you're allowed to put water inside, but you can't do an act of evil. The Gemara brings down the Brisa of Rebbe and the Brisa by Yudah, Echad Noisen, Kamach, Echad Noisen, Amayim. Rebbe said that Noisen, Esamayim, Mishayim, Kamach, Brisa by Yudah, said, Enechayim, Anshi, Esgabel. The Gemara says, if so, who is the Mishnah? Rebbe Yosi by Yudah. Respect the Gemara, let's be Mechab in the case of Kamach, which is the case of Morsen. The case of Kemach is a bar gibel. The case of Morsen is a lab bar gibel. Maybe by the case of the lab bar gibel, every piece is of the Nesiyas Samayim, and therefore the Mishnah is like nobody. That's more sad. The Gemara brings down a bris of a forsham. Yosi by Yudah says the loch is you can put more on top of Morsen, but vash lo yisgavel. Now the question is, whenever you have a Gemara's havmino and the Gemara says Kemashmon not the way, switches it. What's the maskono? That means every time you have a Kemashmon, I thought this Kemashmon what you thought is incorrect. Or Kamashmon, where I thought is correct, but still the halacha is different. Now, we had a case of Morsen. Morsen starts with saying, We think the halacha of horses is allowed by people. Come to Gemara, we bring down Rishi by Yehuda, still says the Maisa it's mutter. Maisa is the Mayim. Why? Is it because he held it's allowed by Gibel, it's still its mutter? Well, no, what he thought was incorrect, Nichon the get of a bar Gibel. That's always a question over here. The Chura speaks out, Nachoinim, Apidu Rishayim, with Machoikis, what the Gemara's mask on? Says the Bialocha and Simish of Dalad, he speaks out that according to the Rambam, the case of the Gemara's having this Lab Bagibel, we the Maisa come down also as Lab Bagibel. And the reason why still Lab Bagibel is more of a cooler idea over here, and therefore the Sinus Maimel Maisa's motor, Old Tamichai, could be by the case of Gibel. However, we said before that the Rai with the Ime, they held something as Lab Bagibel's Chomertfei, and the court. What? By Lab Bagibel, and by Gibel, could the Rambam only Chai by the case of Gibel. Nachayev, don't you have on them? But the lab, but the sis, my body, nachayev. There's no difference. We spoke of before the Rav Shito, the Ravid Shito, for the Chometz Chayim. And when we showed him go, the lab by Gibel is Chomet Fein, is in the scene of Samayim. The Gemara said lab by Gibel, by the case of Morrison, and the Mishnah said the Mice, it's Mutter. Alma, the Gestans, the Chometz Chayim, the Gemara's Kamash Malon, it's a bar Gibel. The Gemara's Maskon is, as Tosafot points out, it's the middle level over here. And the Maskon is, as a get of a bar Gibel. The other comes out, was the case of Morrison? It's Machlokes. According to the Rambam, it's a case of Lar bar Gibel. And therefore, there's no Issa Nesina. According to the Rambam, it's a bar Gibel. Therefore, there's no Issa Nesina. We made enough Kaminas and take on the two sheets over here. For example, we'll get the case of eggs with oil and mayonnaise. The whole will be the same Machlokes. We'll get to apply what that means. Now, first, in this idea we're saying over here that there is no Issa Deraisa and Sinas Samayim in the Bereishis by Yehuda, say according to each Shita, according to Rambam, whether it's Bar Gibel or not, according to Rambam, only in the situation when it's a Bar Gibel, they point out, in the worst case by Kemach, the words are in the Bereishis, Echad Noisin a Kemach, Echad Noisin a Mayim, Eini Yechayim Anshi is Gabel, according to Bereishis by Yehuda. Is there a Dindra Abonim? Speaks out the Mark Mishnah Nachoinim, there's still Issa Abonim by the Sinas Samayim. That means everyone agrees it's an Issa Rabbanon. If it's an Issa Rabbanon by the case of Kemach over here, Maisa is saying by the case of Morrison, it's Mutter. Maisa is the Mayim. By Kemach, we're saying, and Chometz Chaim brings that a couple times, he says the Mayim means it's still Issa Rabbanon in the Bereishis by Yehuda. So how do we have at least three cases in the Gemara that's Mutter? By Kemach Kali, it's Mutter. By Shishisa, it's Mutter. By the case of Morrison, it's Mutter, see, it's the Mayim. And the Chometz Chaim writes three times that Peter Magi Mishner is an Issa Rabbanon by the Sinas Samayim. So the Chometz Chaim asks this question, sign the Bialoch of Simon Shinduch of Dalet, sign the Shayat Seed and Simon Shinduch of Aleph. The answer depends whose Shita you're going in. In the Rambam Shita, the only time we have a Gzeiro are things that are cases that are Bar Gibel. A Lar Bar Gibel, there's no Gzeiro. By Kemach, the Bar Gibel. Therefore, Einichai Anshis Gabel, the Sinas Samayim will be in Issa over there also. Lab Bar Gibel, Kemach Kali, Morrison, Shishiso, Maisa, there's no Gzeiro Dabon. How can you answer this according to the Ravid? You can't say that. Because the Ravid just said before in holds that these three things are Nechle Get of a Bar Gibel, Morrison, Kemach Kali, Shishiso, and Bar Gibel. If so, according to him, why don't we have an Issa Rabbon? Says the Chometz Chaim, a second reason how to answer this according to the Ravid Shito, why is Nechle Get of Tzarech Hayoim? That means either case of Tzarech Hayoim negate to Tzarech the Behemo, he has to go eat his food, or the Tzarech Hayoim negate to people, the Kemach Kali Shishisa, they have to go eat. Nechle Get of Tzarech Hayoim. What's the Nafkamino? Speaks out the Chometz Chaim, by the case of Kemach for people. What's the Loch in that case? According to Yosef Ayudo. According to Rambam, in the case of Kemach, there won't be any Heter, it's a Bar Gibel. Only an entire Heter, only by Lar Bar Gibel. According to Ravid, even the summons of Issa Deraisa will still have a heter with Tzarech Hayoim. There won't be any Issa over here. Come by Kemach, will be a heter, according to Ravid, go make a Shabbos. According to Beis Behuda, there'll be no Issa Nesin over here. So again, it comes out that is an Issa Rabbanon, the answer there is an Issa Rabbanon Nesin, but according to the Rambam, only with a Bar Gibel. According to Ravid, only with not Tzarech Hayoim. What's the case? By Offer and Titu Kedoyim is not Tzarech Hayoim. Agam, there is a third sheet of the Mishmur does bring down similar Shulchan Dalad, the Tan sheet of the holds that except the Rambam sheet, there is no Issa Rabbanon. They point out that he brings it down through the Mishmur for a side reason, but that's not how he paskins. For a side paskin, there is an Issa Rabbanon. So that's first the case of Morsh the Gemara. The Gemara goes on further and says a second case of Kemach Koli. You have this flour that you roasted, that you parched over here. The Gemara brings down a brisa, two brises, one that says in Goyvlin as the Kali. The next brisa says Goyvlin. Says Rav Chisda, who says a case of Goyvlin? The Beisi by Yehuda. I think about for a second. Who says he allowed to be Goyvlin to the act of kneeling on Shabbos? The Beisi by Yehuda. Forget, he's the one who holds he's not to the act of Gibel over here. What's he going on over here? So, speaks out the Rashi, and the Gemara comes out. The Gemara is concerned further, you need to have a heter of a Shinoi. Why? Because according to Rashi, since you have a case over here of Ovo, there will never be a heter of Shinoi by the case of Ovo. Never be a heter of Shinoi. Very important, Rashi, brought up in Beis Yosef, Mashal takes out, B'chom Tzchan kept it in, that the reason why the Gemara is saying it's a Beisi by Yehuda, because once it's costing a sugya of Ovo, there will be no heter according to Rebbe to make it on Shabbos mitzvah Nesino. You cannot make a Shinoi in the Nesino. So it comes out, we're discussing over here a situation of Kama Kali according to Beisi by Yehuda. And the case over here is the case of a Shinoi. How do you do a Shinoi? So the Bechitza again, the second thing. Al-Yad, Al-Yad. What does that mean? Moshe Sherm says it means a case of Ma'at, Ma'at. Get to what that means. That means again, we have one case of Morrison, the second case of Kama Kali. Kama Kali makes a third case, Shushisa. Gemara says, Shavin, everyone agrees in this case you can mix with a spoon. There is no machlekes. As long as you do a Shinoi in the Nesino. Now first, what is Shushisa? What is that in Metzias? So you read Rashi in the bottom of Kufnin Hema Beis. Rashi says Shushisa and Kamakoli is the same thing. That means one has three cases, Morson, Kamakoli, and Shushisa. According to Rashi, it's the same exact thing, except one is Ovo, and one is Rako. Therefore, the Gemara says, Iva Amrit, we said beforehand, we have Machloikis, if it's Megabal, not Megabal, and he was saying, the Kulam, well, you have a right to go make it. Stiro. The Gemara answers, Ovo, Horako. Before we said it's a machlekes, that's a case where it's ovo. According to Rishi by Yehuda, there is a heter Shinoi. According to Rabbi, there is no heter. Masha Enkein, according to the situation, when it's Rako, then every degree of Maestro Shinoi works, a Shinoi is in the Sino. I mean, Rashi has said Kamakoli, Shushisa is the same thing, and Rashi explains at the bottom of Nunheim Beis that what's Kamakoli? You make it a case of here, he says Shushisa, Rishemen, and other things mixed together, Kamach. Now, this Malach, if you look around, the Beis Yosef says, that's the Ramban and the Rashba. The Torah goes this way. Pirkei Avot says, Malach the Rif and the Rosh. Our Tzad Hasheni, the Mechaber did not go this way. The Mechaber went like the Rambam, and the student of the Gemara is two separate Akimtas. The Gemara's Kamakoli is not the same case as Shushisa. Kamakoli, when you have something over here, is roasted, parched over here, you cooked it, you want to mix together, that's one Akimta. Then we have Shushisa, where the Rambam explains, it's something for the grown a third. Then afterwards you grind up and you make tchina gaso, like a case of sand, and these big particles over here. Now I think the reason why the Rambam is not like Rashi, Rashi says, what is Shishisa? Shemen, Mayim, and Kemach, mixed together. Those are the three things. The Gemara says, what is Shishisa? The Gemara says, you put in the chaymetz. So Rashi gives one ingredient for it, the Gemara gives a different ingredient. Sounds like they're two different things, that's why it sounds like much better according to the Rambam. The question is, the Gemara says, Amrit, we said it l'il. The Brisa says, Amachlekes. Coming to the Beis Yosef answers, Mag Mishnah says, it must be in a different gear, so not about Amrit, but tonight, a different Brisa over here. I'll come out, what's the luck of by Shushisa? Shushisa is a case of Rako. Whether according to Rashi, that's Metzias. Whether according to Rambam, that's the case of the Het over here. The luck is, Ashina and Nesila, Maisa's Motor. After these three cases, the Gemara brings up the fourth case of how to do a case of a Shina by the case of Morrison. The Gemara goes back and saying, in Morrison, do a case of either a Shina B'Shesi V'Erev or Shina of Menara L'Kli. Just to explain now, first of all, we'll see there are bigger eight Shinuyim floating around among the Svarim. This is where they came from. Number one, he said first on the case of Kemach Koli, according to Rishi by Yehuda, we have Heta Al Yad Ayad. That's Aleph. Second, by Shushisa. In the case of Raka, we see the second Shinoi, a Shinoi ben Nesino. Third case, by Morrison, we brought up two more Shinoiim, Shesiv Erev, and Menar B'Kli. That's already four Shinoiim. By Shum Shechlaim Nechardel, we brought down the fifth Shinoi, Shloi Litroif, and Rishiti going in. A fifth idea over here, it will see the Paiskim will bring down to use your hands. The Ramah brings down this Eitzah. A seventh, we Alochad Simon Shin Chavav and Sefiod, we won't get involved with it. Discussing over there, they want to take Morrison and want to wash your face with it, or wash your body with it, and your hands are wet. So Chavskai speaks out, since it's Shinoi, to have his wet use more so than soap over here, Nichol Geder of Shinoi. Ein Shem with the Kolmar. And the eighth head is forming down the Moshe, because this is on the side. In this case, Shinoi, certainly using the handle of the Kli, is Nichol Geder of Shinoi. Those are eight Shinoi brought down by the Svarim practically. And I mean, some of them are more practical than others, but those are eight Shinoi floating around among the Svarim. I have to try to explain some of the ideas of Shinoi over here. First, when you have the case of a Shinoi, we make a pasuk from Yosi by Yehuda. Yosi by Yehuda says there's no chiv in the Sino. The chiv is only in the Gibel by the case of something that's a Bar Gibel over here. When you do a Shinoi in the Sino, let's say, for example, you have eggs and oil, the point of Yosi by Yehuda, then you do a Bama Shinoi, the Shasiv Erev in the Gibel Shabbai. Do you still have to do a Shinoi in the Sino? That means the Mishmur, Big Zam, the Taz, with Skalkal HaKaimoy, or Mokhmat Chak, or Chayla Kedoymo, the Loch is, we can go back to the Ikashita Biesi Bayuto. And therefore, the Loch is, you do a Shinoi in the Gibel. Do we still have to do a Shinoi in the Nesino? Simple question. It says in Mishnah Brua, Api the Taz, Toybla Achmer. You still do a Shinoi in the Nesino. Why? The Biesi Bayuto says, the Chiv actually is Gabel. There's no Isser in the Sino. Maybe the Abonon. Maybe there's no Isser at all. Why? Says the Taz, why? Rav Taz speaks out, which will be the Taz. Rav Chalamilson. Rav Chalamilson still do a Shina in the Sino. Now, the way the Ur Hashem. Again, in a case where we're setting upon the Biesi by Yehuda, Kohen Rebbe won't work out Shina in the Sino by Ovo. But in a case by Ovo, we're setting upon the Biesi by Yehuda with this Kalkal Taimoy, or Chayla B'Shasat Chach Gudaimo, putting Rebbe to the side. And we're going only also of Yosef by Yehuda. Still, should we do a Shin in the Sino? It speaks of the Chavetz Chaim. Toiv la'achma pi netaz, Rav Chalamilso. Now, the way the Orchus Shabbos wants to explain the story of Rav Chalamilso, he wants a taino. Well, it's a blila of what we're discussing in the Mishnah Berurah. So you do a Shin in the Sino, now it's the Rabbonon. Oh, it's the Rabbonon. We don't have to be Rebbe anymore. And that's why the Maisa come to be Michael over here. But only the Rabbonon. Now, he said, but in the, that's true, but he wants Taino, but do a Shina Sino, you make it do a Bona now. Now, don't have to worry about Rebbe. That's how the Taz explains Pshat, the Orchid Shabbos explains Pshat and the Taz.
You see that you said that Shina Sino makes the
people. So, come look, Rabbi Yehuda. He comes look and says, he wants to argue that the new Shina in the Sino by case of other according to Rebbe, is it a Bona or is it a Raiso? The words of the Prima Gadam called the Shina Koldahu. Shina Koldahu. So the Orchid Shabbos, I see also the Kurds Alochas, he wants a tiny little to get a drop on him. Meister, the Eglital, told the Shmuel, I'll speak out, where is he drop on him? Pasha, she did call to him. That's Nichol get a strange order, makes it a real Shina over here. He wants to say, still Nichol get a deriso. So, who are the arguing number one of the Orchid Shabbos? And second, if that's so, if Orchid Shabbos is correct, why in the world do we have to come out with Makam Tchak, be sent upon, raised by Yudo? All cases. Every time on Shabbos, you know, if we got to do something before Shabbos, let's make it on Shabbos, Shina Sina, do our bottom, go back to the base by Yudo. And Echonami looked at Kerem Salochas, he said, Echonami, no problem. So then time you forgot, no problem. Do Shina Sina, very good. Do our bottom, no problem. Massive Kiddush over here. Tashis, you learn this from, Makam Echak, Yeshir, what we say, Mechon, Mish by Yudo. Fine. Pashis, Rav Chalmos, and the Tad means Rav Chalmos, do Shina Sina. But not because we're making the Rabbanu according to Rabbi, but some of the Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Chalim also do a Shinoi in the Sino. That's Aleph in the Shinoi.
There's a Machlekes, according to Rabbi, the Rabbanu of the Raisa.
The Rabbi also in the Sino is a Raisa, but here we're not Semich on Rabbi.
When
we're Chayshet
from Rabbi, what are we Chayshet from
the Raisa? Raisa. Now when you do a Shinoi in the Sino, again, is the Shina in the Sino making it to Rabbanon? The Shabbos will say makes it to Rabbanon, and that's the shot in the Taz. And therefore, so, every time, why because Rabbi do a Shina in the Sino? And then we go like Meshi by Yudo. Sounds like Samus Rabbanon also. Now, let's take the second case. We do a Blila Rako. A person does a Shina in the Gibel. Also, do you need a Shina in the Sino? So you read the Ramah, he writes, you do a Shina in the Sino. And sign the Gibel over here. Why? Either you can say, I'll send Yosef by Yudah, Rav Chalamilso, or beside the Chayish over here for Rebbe. And now beside the Rebbe, we have to Ashina in the Nesino. Let's now do Fakarot. In the case of Raka, you did Ashina in the Nesino. Do you need to do a shini in the gibel according to Yosi by Yehuda? Pashin, you read the Gemara says Rishav and everyone agrees, but the case of Rak over here, do a case of shini in the Sina of Maisa, that's enough. And you do not need a shini in the gibel. The Maisa, you read the Chumas of Dashem, he said according to Yosi by Yehuda, you still should do a shini in the gibel. And that's how the Ramah brings down. The Ramah says, in the case of Rakel, she in the Gibel, and in the Nesino, Mishmur, Shmir, Shabbos, the Maisa, they pass it through, make this from go like this Mishabura. Again, the Jewish says, why? Look at the Rif, look at the Rambam, Namban, look at the Rosh, the Rambam, Kunim Yeshiva Yudah, and seem to be the meaning of the Sugya, a Shin in the Gibel is enough. Why do you need a Shin in the Nesino? And therefore, again, the Kunim Salachas comes along to argue with this Allah, the Ramah, comes to argue with the Mishabura. And what's it's a case of Shin in the scene, no, not in the Gibel. The Maisa, very simple. There's a lot of things over here. But when you make things on Shabbos, whether it's B'nil Ovo or B'nil Raka, according to Chometz Chaim, we always do a double Shinoi. Always. Whether it's a B'nil Ovo or Raka, I mean, you can skip the Nesino, we spoke out last time. But when we do it on Shabbos, we have to do a double Shinoi. Shin in the Sino, Shin in the Gibel. Whether it's Ovo, whether it's Raka, whatever it came to this. That's what comes out according to Chometz Chaim. Again, why does it come out the way Rav Chomel Sotai, whatever Sfar is over here? Maskona is very simple. Again, there's a lot of technical things over here. Maskona called the Chometz Chaim, when you do a Losh on Shabbos, when you head to Losh, you always have to do a double Shinoi. Shin in the Sinai, Shin in the Gibel over here. Now, once we have to do a double Shinoi, let's now define, explain the Shinois over here. First thing, the idea of a Shinoi in the Nesina, when you give it, put it inside, what does that mean? So, Aleph. First, you do the opposite of what everyone does, usually do. That means everyone always does one thing, you do the opposite. That's very simple. Now, there are certain times that's not clear. That means the case of the matzah meal, Gortam, the Shmua, Pinataz, it's not clear what you put on first. But I think everyone agrees when you make eggs, what do you put on first? The eggs, you mash the eggs, and during the week you put the oil afterwards, the mayonnaise afterwards. So then, what do you do on Shabbos? I think everyone agrees, you put the oil first. On the tzad, you're allowed to make it. We have to hold it on the Shabbos, you're allowed to. But if you're allowed to make it on Shabbos, then if I do the oil first, or you put the mayonnaise first. In a situation where it's not clear what to go do, what do you do? That means some people maybe put the oil first, some people the food first, some people the liquid first. What do you go do? So speaking of the Chumash Tradition, you do the opposite of what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Bastam, you put the liquid first. Over here, what do you go do? You put the oichel first. Chumash Tradition is Mortam, by Taisu Shabbos, Chavis Yor, Machzor Shekel, and others, Tversol, Chayodom. Kamal Mishnah Berurah, he says, Ayin Taz, who disagrees. He says, no, if you don't know, try to want to go to the Sina, nothing's clear, Yapi Machmomir. He goes on further, however, the El Yabal of Maisa is Michael, the Chayim Ben Sad and the Chok Yakov, the Simon Tov, Ayin Gimel. They don't do anything, don't make it on Shabbos. Don't make it. Can't keep on the Sina, don't do Sina. Or skip to the Sina. Mishmo goes on, it seems to be Mitzad al-Hokl, Mitzad al-Yabo, and the Chok Yaakov over here. Now, the Maishan, they point out that L'chura, who disagrees over here? Mishmo brings down number one, the Taz. Says if he regarding who else disagrees, he says the Ramah. The Ramah brings down the whole time of Shumas Adeshan, and he ends up saying, Mokhtu Dak, Lassa Mechol, then you know, do the other way around. And he does not bring down the last point of the Shumas Adeshan. If it's not clear what to go do, then put in the Eichel first. That means the fact that he brought down the whole Shumas Adeshan, left out the point, speaking of the Birgum, the Chura, who's disagreeing? The Ramah's disagreeing over here. And the grass is Choshish, Chaimah is Choshish, Chanish says to Asher, Chaimistago, the Moshe is Chumabad, and says the Chura, the Taz has eyes in the Taino, unless it's Serech Godel, not to be Serech upon this Eitz, so this Eitz over here, or putting the Eichel first over here. Not to be Serech upon it. Now, even in the Machmirim, again, the Machalik is among the Svarim, what to go do practically, something down there, Moshe's Malach, only in the necessity to be Serech upon it, and all the Svarim go with the Mishmul, and might say what to be Serech upon. Even on the Tzad to be Machmir, another Shal is, Machmir, how far? Is it to be Machmir only B'lil Ovo, Shal with the Raiso? Even in the case of B'lil Rako. The way Moshe says over, even in the case of B'lil Rako, Chanush, when he's being Machmir, he says only in the case of B'lil Ovo over here. Now there is an interesting answer which can be very practical. Come on, Mr. Chabonim, he says the Yisro Shaimuk this way, that today, come on, all packages, when you make things, it gives you directions how to go make it. He says, usually when they tell you how to go make it, it's the correct way, the normal way, the easy way, the practical way of making it. If you switch around when it says on the package what to go do, is that Nichol Get of Shinoi? So Scheinberg says, yeah. Because what they're telling you what to go do is, of course, the standard way. That tells you what the Elif wants and plans to go do. Easy the practical way going to go do it. Then it comes out that Gambi can argue the point and say to me, Mach Malekha Taz, come on, all practical cases, you'll have a package of how to go make it, or you'll have a cookbook how to go do it over here. Just do the opposite of what they go say to go do, and then we definitely get over Shinoi. Now, in the case of Shinoi, people were asking me, let's say he always does it backwards. He always puts the oil before the eggs. So now in Shabbos, he has to now do the other way, he does it the other way around, he puts the eggs and then the oil over here. So they point out this before Shechayotam, they said that Kolofi Minik HaMokhim. Go after the Minik HaMokhim. They say 2 points. Number one, let's say Eitzel does one way, Chutzal Eretz another way, go after Minik HaMokhim. Now what exactly is Arizai? What part of Eitzel, Chutzal Eretz? You can argue the point. Fine, but go after Minik HaMokhim. A second thing they say is that you go after the Minik, not after what you personally go do. They say, for example, well, you do the wicked clap like this. So on Shabbos, you go like this, okay, you get used to it. No, what you're doing is machinery. And also, the fact that you do the eggs backwards, you put first the oil, then the eggs, what are you doing during the week? You're doing machinery. Not during the week, that's normal. During the week, you're doing it, guess what the tzibur does? That's machinery. So Shabbos, you're also machinery. On Shabbos, also you clap backwards. Why? Well, that's machinery. During the week, you're doing machinery also. That's the gate to machinery in the Nesirah. The Geto is Shinoi in the Gibel. Again, we mentioned before there are 8 cases. Try to go through some of them that are more practical. What exactly do they mean? In one case, the Gemara Daf Kuf bring down the case of Shesi Be'erev. That means do a case of crisscross. You make a case of an X over here. Now, where's the Moshe Tshuva? It calls it Ashina HaYosetayiv. That's the best Shinoi crisscross. Now, the Chanush does have a sign that maybe this whole entire heter of crisscross only negated to Michael Behemoth. The kind of bracket seems to be placed and saying maybe it's negated to all cases over here. Seems like Pekim seems to say it's negated to all cases. Well, the first shadow is, number one is, it says crisscross, the words of Rashi is Pam Achas, Melech HaMakal Shesi, or Pam Achas Erev. You do once Shesi and one Erev. Sounds like from Rashi, once and once. Zehu. Now, if that's so, it's not too practical how to make things in Shabbos. You want to make eggs? You would take an egg and do once and once. Tuna fish, once and once. But my son, that's how the Torah brings it down in Simon Shinchov Dalad. Once and once. The Beis Yosef over there says, true it's Rashi, and the Torah, how is that the Pashas of the Rif? Not the Rambam, he wants to argue that way. Therefore, the Bialokha says, also the Bach wants to argue. And therefore, the Pashas team go not this way. Shesi of Erev means the Maisa numerous times. One time Shesi, one time Erev, the Maisa, there is no problem. Hagam, Moshe does point out up in the Sugya, the Gemara sounds like a new Shesim Erev, it's not Mis'arav Yofel, not Mis'arav Shaper. Maisha do a bunch of times, it sounds like it will be Mis'arav Shaper. So, wait, the Chorim seem to understand, well, at least very well, is that true that we do a bunch of times, you do it 100 times, that itself is a Shinoi. So, true, a few times won't make a difference. We keep doing so many times, during the week you won't do so many times, we do much less. Do good job. In fact, doing so many times might be a nickel get of Shinoi over here. So number one is Shesiv Erev, is it one time or not? Rashi in the Sugya Torah sounds like one time. The place can go numerous times. Number two, in the case of Shesiv Erev, do you have to take it out every time? Shesi, take it out. Erev. Shesi, Chris, cross. Take it out every single time. So there is a Chazanisha brings out 2 different times. You want a tiny blush and Efshir. The Chur, you have to take it out every single time. We're talking about the Vosner, and the Rosh Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos, every time. Come look, every time between Shesi, the Erev. His word, between Shesi, the Erev. Between Chris and Cross. Which one is Chris and Cross? I don't know. Between one verse and the other. Now, a couple of emotions says the only reason why the Chanush says it that way, because people are not Zor, they don't take it out, they'll Chris and then mix it around, Cross, and then back and forth. The other one says, he wants to even Pshat when it comes to Lux, also one time of Pshat in the Chanush. If you're Zor, no problem. Just if you have to go back, put it this way and this way. Don't have to really physically take it out, yet just make sure you're not doing an act of mixing over here. That's the Yisrael Shemoy. So, assuming a Shigal Das question, the Chanish is being technical about or being practical about it. Sometimes, no, you have to take it out, you have to take it out. Others say, no, he's being technical about it, or I mean, sorry, practical about it. And therefore, Chanami, if you're a Zohar, no problem over here. Now, a third point over here in Shasim Erev, it says Chris and Cross. Can you do other shapes and other designs? When you really think about it over here, if you do Shasim Erev over in the same place, you really don't gain anything out of it. Same X over and over and over and over and over. What about everything in between over here? So, first, the Kovitz Halacha says, he draws a picture of an M. You go like this also. Just means don't do it a regular way of doing it. Shesi Erev is just the concept of don't do it the normal way of doing it. Do an M. It's kind of an X. Or the way Berkowitz explains, it means also every time you take it out or you move it, it doesn't mean the same place. being crisscross over here, crisscross here, crisscross here. Means everywhere. Otherwise, Avani is not going to gain out of it doing the same place over here. So the third point is, when you do the crisscross, does that mean that in the same place? It means you can do it in different ways, different tzuras in different places. A fourth point over here is, let's say you do Shesiv Erev, at the end of the day, it comes out just as well as if you did a real Maisa Gibol. Is that mutter?
Yeah.
Oh, so come along with the Kerb Tzalachis, and I see a Berk Quincy Tyrannus. The Maisa, yeah. At that time, that's something the Chalikad of Shinai. I think Mora says, did not mix well, that means you do it a normal way. That time, Maisa is mutter, and not only that, it's in the Kerb Tzalachis. Now, once it mixed well, afterwards, you can mix it well. Once you have mixed well, you want to do it again? Kol kavod. No, it's a lush, when it's lush already. Maisa, the Bar Kibbol disagrees. Same for Bar Kibbol, Chaim Pinevsky's son, wants to be right and arrive it from the Ramban, Yishlot Israel, Taino the Satso. Well, Taino, you can't do a real good Kibbol. Very sus on the Pais Kibbol, the Bar Kibbol, what he's saying, the story is more like the Shmuel, the Berkowitz. The idea over here is, once you let it go do Shesim Erev, and numerous times there seems to be no limit upon it, even if it does a good act of Kibbol over here. That's to get to one Shino of Shesim Erev. The second sheet of the Gemara exam, Menara Likli. But what that means over here, Ashala among the Swarm, the same as Truma seems to say Menara Bikli. Maisala, the way how Rashi goes, and the Abad and the Rift, means you pour from one Kli to another. One Kli to another. Now, on this Kamlung Ramosha, it says, it's true by Shasiv Erev, I said I can do it numerous times. But in the gate case of Menara Likli, he wants to Menaik from the Shainim and the Sugyo, it means one time. One time. David points out this form, and Simcha Bar says, I'm not bringing down this thing on top of you, only the footnote, because it's not practical. You're not going to mix things by pouring it one time over here. Maisa, this form, being down in Moshe, no one seems to argue straight up with him. It's a chiddush. They seem to say that the idea of Menara Bikli is not practical, so discussing only pouring it out one time. A third heter of Shinoi, to explain the Gemara Daf Kuf Nevav, by the case of Kemakoli, is a heter al-yad al-yad. Now, what does that mean? The Be'alocha being down the list of Yishayna means a case of Ma'at, Ma'at. A little bit over here. Now, he has a kasha. Frank the Chavetz Chaim, the Be'alocha. Mishloi, Min Rambam, which is causing a case of Kemakali. And the case over here is in Labak Gimel. Is it Dindra Bonon? So, okay, I can hear why Ma'at, Ma'at, maybe Ma'at, why to be Meikol. And according to Tosis, over here is in Labak Gimel. If so, the case over here is in the right of Ben Sin Samayim. So, why in the world would come along to be Meikol in the case over here by Ma'at Ma'at? What's going on over here? So he does bring down the people going to want to say some nichel heter of Shinoi. In fact, the bring down the chayud of yes, what means Shinoi? I chashish here also in the Torah. Explains the Chavetz Chaim. A vada with the people going to say the heter of Shinoi because it's only very small over here. That's nichel get of Shinoi. What, you think you weave two stitches and not chay for it? He wants to be chay for it. Elamai nichel get of Shir Shinoi. If Shir Lamai said chashish also in the Torah, the Ibn Chavetz Chaim says, number one, Chash is Osman Torah, why in the world we make a according to the Rav Shito, according to Taisha Shito? And number two, he says, none of the place can bring down the idea of Chash is Shir over here. No one says that, be less than Shir. Maybe I'm hitting with the Shito step, but no one brings down these words over here. Then he grapples, what exactly is the sign of the head of Ma'at Ma'at? Then he answers the Chavetz Chaim, in Das Taisha, you have to realize the two Shitas here. And the Rambam, he had no problem. The Rambam was Kemakoli, the Rabbanim, therefore, maybe he's a heter. What? He says over here, the Chazal would make it. The term over here. Could be. How he said, to answer Tosfos, he comes along the Chiddush, he says, since over here the Kemakoli is ready, parched, and cooked, and therefore it's ready, Roy Lachilo, that's something that's not Roy Lachilo. Ready is Roy Lachilo. And then when you're putting something inside, has no Chashivas to be a Maisalisho, it's called Tikkun Uchlav Amo, Nichol Gedav Derech Achilosai. Like you're putting inside the reitiv inside fruit, you want to put inside the mashed potatoes, reitiv is mutter, and also that nichol together of locha deraiso. And then over here, it's only drabbanon, therefore, shina, exashina, ma'amat, maisa helps. Now, there's a couple of things in Isser over here. A very shvach Isser, could nichol get a ticket uchle ba'almo? Why can maisa be Isser is ready to eat right off right now? Therefore, it's mutter. Inami says, a second way to answer it, you want to tie the sister be isa chila mamish. Like if Chizal is close enough, I ain't down it. They have to apocalypse the Mekashir. They have to realize again the Chavetz Chaim, Mishamach on the Sedge is not that simple. He said two separate ideas over here. He says, according to the Toysos, I have two ways of answering. Either it's Tikkun Uchlo or Ba'is Achil Mamish. Or according to Rambam, I have another way of answering it. Sedge, we don't have to come onto the Sisoid. That means to be Mishamach upon the Sisoid in the Bialocho, And we'll see the Shmir Shabbos, the Gator, we'll discuss next week, the Gator eggs and Shabbos, when we slam it upon it, it's not that simple. This Malach is in, to answer Tosfos. This idea that Chavos Chaim is saying, Tikkun Uchel Ba'almo, the idea of Esachila is to answer Tosfos. The Rambam, we have no more call for this Chiddush Yisrael in the center over here. Who in the Rambam? Fam is Lava, Gimel, the Rabbanu Chazal will make it over here. However, according to Chavos Chaim, he points out, in this Heter, Ma'at Ma'at, even though the Shea Gregors will have a Heter. Now what is Ma'at Ma'at? What does that mean, practically? So whether Prima Godim, the Tila David, it means now, it means whatever you need for that Suda. Come on, Rechoinim, one comes to Loch as well, as they point out, if the Derech is to make it only for that Suda, that will be Nichol together of Shina Ma'at. That means you only need two things over here. For that Suda's Ma'at, we saw this concept already a couple of times, Nichol together Ma'at, that Suda, but only if the Derech is not to make for that Suda. That means the way our people like me now practically, to make eggs, usually for the table, you make for a bunch of people. But let's say you put eggs by your own seat over here and make for yourself, then you can start arguing you have a tiny of a head to Ma'at Ma'at. Then you have to get involved. Is it Bar Gimel, not Bar Gimel, who's still going in? But start clearing, we're doing it for yourself. Maybe you'll have the club, the head to the gate of Ma'at Ma'at. So again, we went through already three Shnuyim, the idea of Shasi Verev, Korki McLean, and the idea of Ma'at Ma'at. A fourth Shinoy, we had earlier again, we said before, the idea of Dafkuf Mem. Not to beat it, only to arrive it. Now, you have to realize this idea of not to beat, come along the Trumas and Neshen, he understands that means not do it by Kaf, only by Yad, only by Etzma. We went down to Losh, Yesh Oymu, the Amor, and Simta Zayin, Yesh Oymu, Shalai, Arab, by Kaf, only by Etzma. Raz, Chayodim, Hagam, they point out the basis, it brings down the Trumas and Neshen, and he disagrees. He says, Achorim, do not understand the idea of Shalai Yitur means Dafka by Etzma, Shalai Yitur means Bekoyach. You have a right to use a kaf. It means not bekoyach, but you have a right to use a kaf. The Tanah is passive this way. Not like Luchura, the Rambam over here. When they come out from over here and they get to us, as I see over here, we have a heter of Tzloya Troif. Again, called the Chavetz Chaim, that's not in the situation where the whole time Elisha was done. We have noch heter of using your hands. We see a sign, we have a heter of using your hands, make it based upon the Suyo, Dafkuf Mem, that says to go use your hands, Nichli Gedem Shinoi. So once we have this noch heter, a fifth heter of Shino using your hands, what does that mean practical? So first is what I'm saying, the heter of using your hands is only for the Shino. There's no heter of using your hands. The heter of using your hands, says the Bris Eilim and others, is the Shino. Even they point out, says the B'chayim No. By Shechlaim, it says, the Ramah, to do it B'yad. But in the case of Chagel, it says, to do B'etzpo. Is it your fingers or is it your hand? So the B'chaim, no, it depends. If the normal way you hand, you have to do the fingers. The normal finger, you do it. That means whatever's normal, you can't do. You have to realize there are two cases over here, one's hands and one's fingers, we can't do what's normal. If you normally hand, then you do it with your fingers. That's not normal over here. That's Aleph. Second, putting on gloves, that take away the kula of using your hands. Maisen, they bring down the chaznish, that the side of the head to is, why the words more, Meichel Chamarim. That's why it's a shin over here. Therefore, the Archa Shabbos, the Simcha Banu, and Taina, putting on gloves, there is no heter. It's also. Now, the Oilim can argue stark, and I see others want to disagree, Rabbi had others. The reason using your hands is be'esim is a shinoi. Now, in certain places, again, in a private kitchen, tell me in a public kitchen, put on gloves, they mash the whole entire bucket over here of potatoes or whatever, that's maybe nichol geder of not sure what. But let's say in a private kitchen, it's certainly nichol geder of shinoi, you put on gloves, you take your eggs with your hands and the gloves. I can argue stark nichol geder shinoi. Gloves do not make at least the idea of nichol geder shinoi over here. I got them being down the chadash to disagree that concept over here. Number three, in the heter of using your hands, is it dafka by blila ovo, blila rako, even by blila ovo? So you read the Noisa Kalim of Sifta Zayin by the case of using your hands, says the Noisa Kalim, the entire heter is only in a blila rako. Having read the Noisa Kalim slowly, the reason why they're saying that for. Because by Blila Ova Yalech Shash of Rebbe Shito, it's not a sugya of the Sina Shabbai, and if it won't work. But let's in the case of Ova, we would not choish Rebbe Shito. For example, let's say you skip the Nesino. If you hold maybe a skipping the Nesino, or you hold this Kaplo Shas and Chak, it comes out that look, he can do it with your hands, even by case of Ova. Therefore, the swarming down, what is the Eitzah to make eggs? One person told me, his kids at the table. They make the eggs with their hands over here. I said, why the hands with eggs over here? So there's Tomach, that's an Eitz HaTova. Now you can either put in the mayonnaise and skips it, or you can maybe do it side by side. I think the person told me, does it side by side, mixes it together, that's how he skips it over here. And I said, but Eitz HaTova, in case of Blil Ovo. The only reason why we're saying again, not to Blil Ovo, but using your hands, it's on Rebbe. You get around Rebbe. We're not worried about Rebbe. In case of Blil Ovo, use the case of your hands over here. In the case of using your hands, come over the Mishnah Berurah, and it brings down the El Rabo, not only using your hands, but even Yenar HaKli, to shake the Kli. I mean, it's Nocha to Nocha Shinoi of shaking the Kli. Shaking it. Which brings down the Sekhon Nun Zayin, Sekhon Samah Gimel, Sekhon Samah Ches. That means if you have an Akimto, that you have something together or something, and shaking it, Mais is also Nocha Ligan of Shinoi, if that's the case of a Shinoi. Come on, Achroinim, and they point out, what about using a handle of a Kli to make something? That means usually when you have tuna fish or kadaima, don't use the handles of the kli. Use the kli itself, the calf, the fork, the prongs over here. Kavu Ramoshin, he writes, Poshet Shu Shinoi. Poshet. That means very interesting. Something that's missing on the page. Kavu Ramoshin, and I write some shum about, and what kind of, what is Nichol Negen of Shinoi? This is Liazor. Now the question is, when he's saying it's Poshet, it's a Shinoi, again, it's for Blila Ovo or Blila Rako? Come with simple bottom, just make sure you know about it. He writes it five times. Every time he gives you this eitzah, so you can do it with the handle of a kli, but not by ovo. Not by ovo. Maisa, I'm not sure why that's so. Same with Bargi, but when he brings down the Moshe, he said, eat by ovo, and maybe I'm bringing it by ovo. And look at the Makur of Dian Weiss, says, really get the idea of handle of a kli. He says, not worse than the case of etzpa, or shaking of the kli. And those cases are the case of even by ovo, if you get around Rebbe's problem. So I know simple bottom, every single time he says, you do not have the eitzah by case of ovo. Yesh lotan, if that's so, you would have it. If you don't have to worry about Rebbe, you would have an eitzah by the case of using a handle of the kli, even by the case of ovo. Again, he wants to disagree, and he says he is questioning Chaim Scheinberg and Chaskel Ruah for both of masking only by Raki of the eitzah, not by the case of ovo. So my sister, to be practical, came out the gate to the Shinoi Shabbai. Number one, again, we have to do a double Shinoi. In the double Shinoi, we have to do a Shinoi in the Sina. Very simple, don't know what to go do. Look at the ingredients. The gate to the Shina and the Gibel, we always have to worry about the case of Ovo and Rako. The gate to Ovo, when it's Samech upon, let's say, Bishi by Yehuda, practically there seem to be three Eitzes. Shesi Ve'erev, do the case of using your hands, or to shake the Kli. Case of Rako, you can add in even the case of handle of the Kli. That's four simple, practical Eitzes. The other four Eitzes, what? From Kli? Shake the Kli. Clean the Kli, but why should only one time? Going from the Kli, that's four simple ways practically. The other four Eitzes of doing a Shinoi, Minar the Kli, according to Moshe, it's only one time, it's not practical. The idea of having your hands wet, again, you have seen Shinoi Chavov, not that practical. The idea of Ma'at Ma'at is not that simple, read the Bialocha, two Ma'athul, the Ram and Taisvis, only in case the Abodon is not that Rogel there, Yesh Lona, how practical that is. And the idea of Shulei Litroi, according to Chavetz Chaim, it's nothing to do this to go of Lush. When the Chavetz Chaim Shulei Litroi, the sugya of negates Domin Lush and do Shinim Ap helps over here. There's no Hetter of Shulei Litroi over here. Void, if you want to waste, even those have a Hetter of Shulei Litroi, have to be something that's a derech to be Litroi. Most of our things, as far as I know, on Shabbos, is not a derech to be over here. Now that's beside the Shinim Shabbos. Another point you have to define what's a Bar Gibel or what's not a Bar Gibel. That means Mitzvah Halacha came out that according to the Rambam, the Mechaber, a lot by Gibel is a Din Rabbanon. According to the Rambam, the word of Chavetz Chaim is a Das Achronim, a lot by Gibel is Ister Reisim by Nesina Samayim. So what is a Bar Gibel? What's not a Bar Gibel? Very practically, how to apply things to Halacha Maisom. So, the first, by Bar Gibel, seem to be two Malachim among the Rishonim. One, the way the Rambam, they bring down the Pirush Mishnayis, the Oilis, calls it a Guf Echad. It's one thing. Some Rosh has Guf Echad Ki'isa Gemura. Not that it just sticks together. Person sees it as one entity, a new entity, one side over here. One concept. But another way of saying it over, the Ritva, a Bar Gibel is something that a person needs to Megabel. And a Lab Bar Gibel is something that a person did not need to Megabel. That people don't Megabel, don't need to. I mean, it's two massive Chalukim, how to understand the idea of Bar Gibel, not Bar Gibel. One is the Cheftza that you're doing over here. The Tetzor Shiboy is a Guf Echad, not Guf Echad. And the second Malachim is the Gabel, what's he doing? Does he need the Megabel and did not need the Megabel? Explain with cases over here. What is a Bar Gibel? So, very simple. The Gemara says that Bar Kibbol is Kamach. Offer, Tit, brought down by Mishmua, Choladak, the case over here is Zer Pishtin. That's the case of Bar Kibbol. Those things are making the one entity, one goof, one unit over here. It's very simple. Now, Agav, the Gemara to Kamach, Kamal Archer Shabbos, that points out, you ever have flour today, and you pour water on top, and when you start mixing, zero happens. You pour water on top of your flour, or sit on top, and your flour will make like a crumb to block it, won't get inside. He points out our flour is not like their flour. Our flour, he says, that could be yaser, and therefore does not let it get seep inside. That means our flour lav dafka is nichel together of Bar Kibbol. Actually, he says if our flour is a little bit thicker, then we'll see it go through it, and chalam will stop mixing. But mazman chazal, their kemach tuli is a Bar Kibbol, nichel together of their yaser. Al tana sheni, what's lav Bar Kibbol in the Gemara? Case of ashes, case of diyoy. The halacha says a case of chol agas, case of mites. Those things in mamish do not mix. Nothing really happens. Kamat, nothing does not really mix well together. You have to realize the two opposite ends of the spectrum. Kemach is a good versus ashes are two different worlds over here. Kemach is mamish a guf echod. It's mamish a Bar Kibbol, and ashes with water is mamish not Bar Kibbol. What's with everything in between? There are tons of things in between ashes and flour. That means the worst case of Morsen, the case of Kemakoli, the case of Shishiso, speak to the Chovetz Chaim. What is that? Machlokes is Rambam versus Raivet. So the Chovetz Chaim, according to Rambam, he writes that these cases are the Lab Bar Kibbol. Therefore, the Sees the Maimon Mais is Mutter. According to the Raivet, and Tosha points out that the middle case over here, it comes out over here, that these cases are Bar Kibbol. Because the Lab Bar Kibbol is the Sees the Maimon. That means everything between Kemach and Afer, Minichel Machlokes, if it's Bar Kibbol or not, to the Rambam versus Raivet. To say what it means practically, we said already numerous times, Mechush for Rebbe. That means the Istasi is a Mayim, unless Machmachak, Chayla, Iskalta Taimoy, Kudaimoy. That means when we go like a Reishi by Yehuda, and we're coming to Matan in the Sino, according to the Rambam, Matan with his Bar Kibbol or not Bar Kibbol, Mechush for the Raivet. We're going to pass him the lab by Kibbol, the Istin of Samayim. If you think about it for a second, anything that Blila Ovo, Lechor, we can never make him Shabbos. Not Mitzad Rebbe, Mitzad Abyesi by Yehuda. That means, according to Rambam, look at Rambam, by something that Bar Kibbol, he never has a heter. Even on Day Shinui. All his cases he has a heter is a lab by Kibbol. Mostly Kamakoli, Shushisla, they're all lab by Kibbol. According to Rambam, there is no heter that's something that is a Bar Kibbol. According to the Raivet, that something is lav Bar Kibbol by Ovo, there's no heter mitzvah nasi in Samayim. That means in a Bereishis by Yehuda Shito, you go like the Rambam and the Raivet, by Blil Ovo, you can never make on Shabbos. Nothing to do with Rabbi. Kamul Chavetz Chaim is Sekon Tzamaches. He says over here, let's say you have Tznoin Keshurim, you have radishes and the cucumbers, you cut up dak dak, you put together Chaimitz over here, or anything that will lach. What the Matthias says, I'm not sure. But you make this relish over here. He says, since it's the Skalta Tam up in the Taz, therefore we stumble upon the Bresi by Yehuda, you can make it on Shabbos. Then the Shartin, what are you making? A Blila Ovo. Making a Blila Ovo on Shabbos can go like a Bresi by Yehuda. Who she does not like? According to Rambam, there is no heter by a Bar Kibbol. So you tell me it's Lav Bar Kibbol. According to Raivet, there's no heter of Lav Bar Kibbol by Sias Amayim according to Bresi by Yehuda. Which is the Kedah Sakhoinim. All my family is a Bar Kibbol. According to Rambam, there's no heter. I mean, it's just stuck between a rock and our place. By every Blila Ovo, according to Bresi by Yehuda, according to, there is no heter. Don't take on the Rambam and the Raivet Shito. How in the world is Mishabruo, according to Taz, to make it by case of Blila Ovo, in the Bresi by Yehuda, according to Rambam and the Raivet, there is no heter. Either it's on a Rambam, it's on a sugo of a Bar Kibbol. According to Raivet, there's no heter. It's not Bar Kibbol. As I affect the Malachim. Poshe Kash in Cheshbin, if you're holding Cheshbin. Poshe Kash in Cheshbin. So come on to Archa Shabbos, he wants answer. And Chalami, the case over here, of this relish over here, is a Bar Kibbol. It's a Bar Kibbol. And the Mishmua says, we're not passing the Rambam. We're not passing Mechaber. We're not worrying about the Rambam and Mechaber. Philip Loim. That means you have to realize, he's going against the Mechaber. The over here, the Mishmua is not, Rambam is anywhere in Shulchan Aruch, anywhere we're not going to chush for the Rambam. And he says, why are we being Mekel over here? Because we're not going to worry about Rebbe Shito. Let me try. The Chofetz Chaim speaks out, what's the reason to be Mekel? We're not going to worry about Rebbe. According to the Orchos Shabbos, the Noargi Mekel, we're not going to worry about Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda according to the Rambam. We're not going to worry about the Mechaber. The Pella, to say over here, the case of a Bar Gibel, I'm not worried about the Rambam. I mean, Chofetz Chaim is not worried about Rebbe. Hakaret, he said, not what he's saying. And to say, not going to Mechaber, Allah, Allah, Maisel, not going to the Rambam. It's a couple of Tehillah David. It says, what's the answer? He asks Kasha to Tehillah David. It says, Ech Lamed is relative to a lot of Bar Gibel. And the loch is b'mach matzorch and not semach and arrived. Pukavar karet. That is his question. The shaila is according to Chofetz Chaim says and the Taz says we paskin gedas tchisus for arrived. Chedas achroinim. And the shaila since over here says why we makel kuvus semach against Rebbe not because you don't hold of the arrived according to Beis Yehuda. The pel nigit mahalach over here. A third way to answer it. Yeah. Yeah, okay. A third way of answering it. Come on, the Orchos Shabbos, he also wants to answer the Bar Gibel. Chaim Stan, he wants to answer. What I know that there's something Bar Gibel, Abba Gibel, there's something less than that. Not Maisha Elisha at all. This relationship really doesn't stick together. That's not really Elisha here. Maisha, come look to Mekel. Again, you read the Shai Tzion, he says, why to Mekel? Because we're not worrying about Rebbe. According to. Not because it's not Nechel Geder of Losh. I mean, he's saying, why is it Mutter? It's not Nechel Geder the Parsha of Losh. That's not what he said. He said, I work with Rebbe. What's going on over here? Who the Teretz is, the same as he goes this way. Now we have to realize, again, there's a large gamut of cases in between Kemach and the case of Eifer. That means, according to the Rambam, it comes out, Kemach is Bar Gibel, anything less than that is La Bar Gibel. According to the Raimid, according to Taisvis, it's Farkarat. Anything is Eifer is a Bar Gibel, anything above that, Eifer is La Bar Gibel, above that is a Bar Gibel. That means it comes out when you mix things together. Is that anything in between? Let's make a simple case. I think eggs and oil is a case of Bimachlaikis. According to the Rambam, eggs and oil is like Kemach. No. It's Labai Gibel. Can you make it on Shabbos? Bashino? Yeah. According to Ravid, it's like ashes? No. Look at the Bar Gibel. According to Bishop Ravidah, can you make it on Shabbos? Yeah. Both of them can make it on Shabbos. Why? For two opposite reasons. The other comes out, this akimt over here, this relish over here, the reason why you can make your Shabbos is because you have side of the Rambam and side of the Rebbe Yisrael Yudah. What is it? Is it Bar Gibel or not? According to Rambam, you nichol get a lav Bar Gibel, make a machinery. According to Ravid, nichol get a Bar Gibel, make a machinery. You're right, like chemical, right, correct. Exact same thing. That means every case, a numerous case is practically be mamish in between. And therefore, Shabbos, when you're not semich, when you start with Mishpah Yudah, not worrying about Rebbe, or you're skipping the Sina, Echlam, you have the Seter. Let's go, let's see, start over here.
Not like Shartzin calls it off.
No, we have to knock away Rebbe still. You still have to knock away Rebbe, it's like the Shartzin. Shartzin is coming along and saying, this case over here, according to Mishpah Yudah, is Motor. We still have to worry about Rebbe. We see a Samayim. That, no, we're not going to worry about Rebbe. Why is Kalka time not worry about Rebbe? Rebbe, you still have to worry about. That, Mokam Tchak, we're not going to worry about. But now, I am Rishi by Yehuda. Aside the Rambam, aside the Raivit, passing like a Beis by Yudah. So what is it? Bar Gibel, not Bar Gibel. Teretz, according to the Rambam, the case over here is a La Bar Gibel, it's Motor Machinery. According to the Raivit, it's a Bar Gibel, Motor Machinery over here.
There's only calling it Abba, but that's Rebbe.
No,
it's... Teretz is calling it Abba.
It's Abba according to everybody, I'm not saying, Abba is Abba.
He's saying Abba.
They get a Bar Gibel, Shabbat. Abba is Abba, he's saying it's Abba, it's Abba. Again, I think in a very similar case, making eggs with oil on Shabbos is Abba. Don't argue, it's not Abba. Yes, and then eggs on Shabbos with Abba, according to the Mishnah, you didn't have a heter. Now you tell me, make kiddul on Shabbos, as Rebbe kiddul on Shabbos, make eggs with oil. As Rebbe, as the Mishnah, you don't call the Rambam, the case of the lava giving water, but the Mishnah, you don't call the Rebbe, be like, case by giving, make it on Shabbos over here. Fine, I'll count the sugyo. Now, to go through Sif by Sif. Better Shem tomorrow. tomorrow there'll be a bris at 10:30, so we have time tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll be a shorter chabura, that's Aleph. But that's Sif by Sif. On Tuesday, there's Purim. There's yeshiva buses, they come. We have, there'll be the oil comes. And we'll have chabura at the end of Seder. Chabura will be at 12:20, mincha 12:45. If some of you want to get the bus afterwards. On Tuesday night, I was invited to come to my house. God told me to announce it for 9:30. Again, I'm trying to make it easier on my wife this year, make it a little bit less as we did last year. It was very breathless. Try to make it more simple, so don't expect as well as last year. On Wednesday, it's Purim. Thursday, there is yeshiva, the buses go. Worst comes to worst, come here, put your head down. And if you have some time, you might learn a little bit, but come to yeshiva on Thursday. And on Sunday, next week, we'll finish off all the cases of Lashon Hara. That's not a problem.